Sit down, baby boy. We have something to discuss. Today, when Mummy was out, she left you home all alone, didn't she? And were you a good boy for Mummy? I see. Well, we'll just have to check and see then, won't we? Oh, I know, you must have missed Mummy while she was gone, didn't you? So when Mummy was gone, were you thinking about Mummy's panties? I know you have such a delightful little panty fetish, don't you? I've seen how you look at Mummy's panties and how much you like it when I tease you with them. Do you think about pressing them against Mummy's pretty pussy? So close to that part of me that you desire to kiss and worship and adore. And when you were all alone, did you think about going through Mummy's panty drawer? Admiring all her pretty panties. Maybe even trying them on. Would you rather just hold them in your hand and rub them all over your little baby boy cock? Would you like to masturbate with Mummy's panties? Oh, that's so cute when you blush. Is that what you were doing while Mummy was gone? Being her little panty boy masturbator? You need to tell Mummy. You need to tell Mummy right now. Don't look at the floor. The answer isn't down there. Maybe Mummy needs to put you over her knee and give you a good, hard spanking. No? Well, are you going to tell Mummy the truth now then? Or did you go through Mummy's hamper, maybe sniffing her dirty panties? I know how much you like those two, sniffing them. Breathing in Mummy's pussy scent. It's as close as Mummy lets you get to a pussy, isn't it? I bet you found a pair you really liked and sniffed them while you touched yourself. You know you aren't allowed to touch yourself. I bet you ran right into Mummy's bedroom and rummaged through her hamper, looking for the panties at the strongest smell. Didn't you? Something to sniff while you masturbate. I'll just admit it. Confess to Mummy. Tell Mummy the truth. Okay. Stop squirming and look at me. You better not disappoint Mummy. Your punishment is just gonna get worse if you lie to Mummy. You know that, right? And Mummy doesn't like liars at all. Now tell me, you masturbated with Mummy's dirty panties, didn't you? No? Why would I ever believe you? Now admit it. Mummy's dirty panties. Pathetic, panty-sniffing masturbator. Don't make it worse by lying to me. You can keep shaking your head and denying it, but we both know you have trouble controlling yourself, don't we? And it wouldn't be the first time either, would it? How often do you sneak into Mummy's room and play with her things? Mummy's silky stockings? Her high heel shoes? Oh, I know how much you love Mummy's feet too. Maybe you're sniffing them as well. And even now, I can see how you're looking at me. Do you like these shoes, baby boy? Would you like to kneel down and kiss them? Maybe if I just let this one dangle a bit. Oh, you like that, do you? So maybe that was it. Were you playing with Mummy's shoes? How can I trust you when I can't leave you home alone with Mummy's shoes and panties? You know how important trust is to Mummy, don't you? Oh, such a disappointment. Mummy's little disappointment, aren't you? Just admit it. We both know you are doing things you shouldn't. We both know you can't control yourself. Nothing you say is going to change my mind. Just accept it. Admit it. Just tell me. Beg Mummy to forgive you and punish you. You're making it worse. Stop denying it and tell Mummy the truth. You sniffed Mummy's panties, didn't you? You were in her closet and her panty drawer and her hamper. You were a naughty masturbator. I don't care if you're crying. You can beg all you want. Mummy just wants you to tell the truth. You what? You're sorry? What are you even sorry for, For disappointing me? For being my little disappointment? It's hard to understand you when you're crying like that. But you swear you didn't do anything wrong? Nothing at all? You're a good boy while I was gone then. Were you a good boy for Mummy? Oh, I know, baby boy. I had my cameras on all day while I was gone. I was watching you the whole time. I know you were a good boy. I just wanted to torture you a bit. I am very proud of you for being on your very best behavior. And now you get your reward. Mummy's decided you have 5 minutes. Go get a pair of Mummy's panties from a hamper and kneel in front of me. I want to watch you be Mummy's little panty-sniffing masturbator. Oh, you'd like that though, wouldn't you? And if you beg well enough, Mummy might even let you come for her. Now, you'd better get started. The clock is ticking.